world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Ambie.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Monday, damn it. Just because, why not? It's cancer season. My born day is in 2 days. All my heroes got biopics and gray hairs, cause I'm officially old.
Well, you've been old a couple years ago.
I saw a New Edition movie was coming on.
Yep.
The miniseries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
And I said, man.
What?
I remember when they was kids.
Well, no. You don't remember when it was kids.
Oh, New Edition? Mr. Telephone Man? Are you serious?
Come on, bro. Also saw on the BET Awards last night, they had the cast from the New Edition biopic.
Yeah, the young cast and the older cast.
That's when you know you old. When all your heroes got biopics and gray hairs.
Or passed away, yeah.
Are dead?
Yeah.
Well, not in our culture. You can be dead early. Yeah, that don't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah, but last night was the BET Awards. They put on a great show.
As always, listen. Very good show last night. You can say a lot of things about BET, but one thing you can never say is that the BET Awards is whack.
There were some great memes from last night. I liked Fab, I think. I think I liked his meme the best.
Maxwell's meme was pretty funny,
looking
too.
Looking at Designer.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why they would look at Designer like that. Designer's like one of them. Designer one of them dudes that show out in church. You know how you always go to church and it's that one dude who get the Holy Ghost and go crazy?
Yeah, a lot of energy. I think he's 19 years old.
That's what I'm saying. He's a kid. Yeah,
he's young.
Yeah,
he's enjoying it. He has a number one record. So he's just enjoying life right now.
There is nobody having more fun in hip-hop right now than Designer and Black Youngster.
But
okay?
I particularly enjoyed Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar opening up the show together. I thought that was incredible.
And then got out of Dodge right after.
Game of Thrones was coming
on. Well, they said she had to go catch a flight to London to go do her tour.
That's what her mama
said. They said that was a lie, though. They said the show's not until, like, 2 days from now, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they posted the actual tour schedule. You can't say stuff like that on social media and think people ain't gonna, call you out on it.
Not when you say, I hope she makes the show.
She said she's trying to get... Hold on, let me go look at
her
schedule.
They posted something and said the show's not till... Tomorrow, yeah.
They
all 5 hours ahead of us.
There is a time difference.
Yeah, there's a time difference.
Ahead of us. No, she made it seem like she might miss the
show. Yeah, but
you
got to think, L.A. is already behind.
6 hours.
Yeah,
with 3 hours, I mean.
I don't know how that works, but whatever. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, well, she still killed the show. And Game of Thrones, the finale was last night. The finale was amazing to Game of Thrones. If you haven't seen it, make sure you see it today. The finale, I would say the first 30 minutes... was probably some of the best footage or the best episode that I've ever seen on Game of Thrones. So it was amazing. And I didn't go to sleep till like 2 a.m. watching all that.
I watched the BET Awards and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I did. And that was particularly long. It didn't end until 11:40.
Yeah, 11:40.
And then I stayed up to watch the Jay-Z and
the Khaled
and Future video for I Got the Keys.
I Got the Keys, which was dope.
Jay-Z's the flow is timeless. He told us this already, though.
Dope, dope, dope. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we are going to talk about these white supremacists that got hurt in a melee. We'll tell you, this is crazy to me. I guess they had planned some type of rally, and the opposition showed up before they did. And
I don't give a damn if white supremacists get hurt.
Okay.
I like to hear about white supremacists getting hurt.
We'll get into it when we come back. Here's Riri, it's Needed Me. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about these white supremacy rally.
Oh, well, this was crazy. Now, there was a traditionalist working party rally. They actually got a permit, and they were meeting at the Capitol. I guess they feel like they're under attack. They feel like the European-American identity is constantly under attack, and they have to preserve themselves. Well, they were met by about 400 protesters, and the group was only about 30 people.
Were they led by Jesse Williams?
They started demonstrating. So they did have a permit, but police had to actually come. They said that 9 men and 1 woman were injured during the interaction between the protesters that were demonstrating against the rally and the group that was rallying. So basically, 30 people that were part of the Traditionalist Working Party came to hold the rally, and 400 people came to protest them. More protesters than the actual ralliers.
So how they got hurt? It was a fight or something?
Yeah, they were fighting. They were. Some people got stabbed. One person got stabbed in an artery. Six of the counter-protesters also got stabbed as well. So that's actually what happened. What they try to do is they try to indoctrinate high school and college students into white nationalism. That's their goal.
So when you put out negative energy, you get negative energy back. It's just that simple.
There you go.
I mean, it's not hard. It's sometimes white supremacy leads to you getting stabbed for being a white supremacist.
Well, let's talk about this West Virginia floods.
In West Virginia, starting on Thursday, there was very heavy rainfall, and that led to flooding. And now, right, so far they're saying at least 25 people have been killed. There's still some people that are unaccounted for. More than 500 homes were damaged or destroyed, and more than 12,000 homes and businesses have no electricity as of yesterday. So they do hope to have power restored throughout the state by this evening. But they said it's not supposed to be some rain today. There's more rain in the forecast today, so there is a risk for additional flooding concerns.
It was flooding on the stage last night when Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar was performing, too.
Yeah, that
and
was a lot of
somebody
water
else
on that
had
stage.
Rain, too. Who else did it rain during their performance?
Maxwell.
Oh, Maxwell.
Maxwell had rain.
Beyonce is God's only begotten daughter. She walked on water last night to prove it. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Beyonce.
Amazing show.
I'm a proud Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, damn it.
We'll talk about that more in the rumors, but tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you had a bad morning. Maybe there's something that you didn't like at the BET Awards.
Out of the case for 2 minutes and it dropped on the floor and cracked across the whole entire screen and it's destroyed now.
Damn it, man. You need to go see our friend Tim.
Maybe you was white and you were sitting in the audience at the BET Awards and Jesse Williams gave that amazing speech last night and you felt uncomfortable and awkward.
Like Gary Owen said on Twitter as he looked at his wife. She hadn't spoken since Jesse Williams spoke.
No. Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why, man. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drug girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's your boy, Porta Potty Guy, man. How you guys
doing? Oh, God. You watched the BET Awards last night. No. Now you inspired.
No, boy.
No, listen. Last week, I was very frustrated, Envy. And I didn't want to make it seem like I'm not grateful for everything the Breakfast Club did for me. I was just frustrated, man. When you got to clean them toilets and it's hot outside and you smelling them fumes.
Oh, yuck.
I was just frustrated, man. So, Envy, yes, I respect you, dog. Angela, I respect you. Charlamagne, I respect you, man. All right?
We respect you, too, but we need you to respect yourself, too, my brother.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, what's good? This is Ronnie 2G from Bull City, Durham, North Carolina.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Hey, yo, I'm mad at Bow Wow. I don't know if this has been addressed before, but he was talking slick about my city, and I don't appreciate that. But I'm even mad at myself for not calling earlier and setting the record straight and letting y'all know
now,
that there
is. I saw when he did that.
What'd he say?
He said there was nothing popping in Durham. He said, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just saw like a bit of it, but that bit right there got the whole city, you know what I'm saying, up in arms. So.
Yeah, they said that he can't come there anymore. He said that's fine. He goes to Raleigh or something like
that. What Durham needs to tell about our city is a lot like your career. It's not popping.
Oh, right? Damn it, man. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this your boy, Ty Lee Jr. from Duval County.
What's up from Duval? Tell him why you mad, bro.
Hey, man, I'm mad. Y'all don't think that's a clone. That's a clone. That ain't the real Gucci, man.
Man, shut up, man. You from
Duval. Let me hear you out. Go ahead, tell us.
Y'all mad at me because that's a clone. Y'all believe in the clone.
All right, tell us why. Why you think this is a clone? Let me tell
you something. Man, that man ain't got the same mannerism. His voice changed. He ain't even got the same body tone, man.
Hey, that's what's wrong.
Well, he did go to jail for quite some time and work out.
That's a damn shame that us as black people, when one of us get into shape and we start using proper grammar and we evolve and we grow, we got to be cloned. That just can't happen naturally with black people, huh?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. That man is bland. They still uploading his chip, man. When you get a brand new laptop and it's just basic, that's what he is right now, basic. Now, when it's uploading...
Don't you wish you had a clone? I'm not talking.
Hey, you should start going to the cloning center, which is the gym, and start reading some books, and your grammar and mannerism will change too, my brother.
I ain't got no books at the gym. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Mike.
Mike, tell him how you mad.
Mad because I just found out that wasn't Future's song. That's Designer's song.
Oh, you just found out last night at the BET Awards?
Yeah, they kind of sound like, is that just me or?
I think it's just you. No, I've never heard anybody say that.
Everybody says that, bro.
Nah, I don't think Designer and Future sounded like it at all.
Stop it, man. Everybody says that, bro.
Nah, I'm with you.
I got to think about that.
I never thought about it. Stop. You're right. Man. That is somebody else, isn't it?
Thanks for calling, man. I'm sorry you just found out last night.
I never noticed the similarities between Design and Future.
Like, leave alone.
I didn't know.
He might have been working hard. He didn't know what was going on. He just heard it on the radio and just assumed it was Future.
By the way, I've said for months that that record probably did so well because people probably thought it was Future. Mm.
Design has a lot more energy than Future.
Yeah, way more energy.
A lot more energy than Future. on the lowest of keys, people was clowning Designer performance, but Designer performance was better than Future performance last night, bro.
Well, Future didn't really perform.
He did Wicked, and he was too cool for school, man. Cool. He should have did March Madness, and he should have been jumping around making Fabulous, make crazy faces like Designer was.
I did think Future did a good job. I thought they looked good up there, but Designer...
Future set look good.
It did. It looked good up there.
The cars with the flame. Yeah, Future was just chilling.
Future was too cool for school. Designer got way more energy than Future on that stage.
All I know is Fab was scared when Designer was standing by.
He definitely was. He thought he was going to get an elbow.
Imagine Designer performing March Madness. How lit that performance would be.
Yep. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we'll tell you about our weekend. I was out in L.A. Of course, the BET Awards. There was so much going on. I'll fill you in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was One Dance, Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, this weekend, of course, was the BET Awards, and they had a BET weekend out in L.A. I actually had to do a show Saturday night in L.A. I did the Interscope party.
Okay, how was that?
It was great. You know who has a lot of energy, too? Ray Sherman.
Well, duh, yeah.
No, they have... them and... Designer might be matched with energy.
Man, talking about teenagers.
I remember seeing Ray Sherman at the BET in the radio room, and they were so loud. They were the loudest people in the whole entire room.
They got so much energy.
They kids, and they high off sugar.
They must be. them and Designer in the club, it's just too much going on. So I did the Interscope party. Ray Sherman was there. YG was there. A lot of people were in the building, had a good time. And then after, Tyrese has his crib. I don't know why he does this. Tyrese has parties at his house.
Well, what's the point of having all that stuff in your backyard and outside and having that fire pit and the brick oven and the
hibachi grill? He don't know 80% of the people in there, though.
And a movie theater if you're not going to have a party.
Yeah, Tyrese sent me the flyer. He was like, yo, send this to whoever you want. I'm like, this is your house, bro.
Yeah, but nobody goes inside. Everybody's outside.
Oh, it's another entrance.
No. Everybody's out. He has
There's like a guest room.
He built a club in his backyard. There's like a Benihana. There's a Starbucks. There's a bar. There's a stage.
Brick oven.
There's a pool. There's a hookah bar.
There's a VIP area upstairs.
And then there's a VIP area upstairs. But, I mean, everybody's
there's
everywhere.
There's a movie theater.
Trey Songz was there. I seen Trey there. Young Berg was there. Wale was there, but everybody was just walking around chilling.
Yeah, look, you got all that space outside. People can come and be outside.
But who cleans that up after?
I'm sure he hires people to do
that. Absolutely, he hires cleaners.
Yeah, you think he stands outside and cleans up?
And the liquor was free. Everybody just had free liquor all night. Shout out to that guy, Tyrese.
That's
Tyrese made a
thing.
Lot of
He's
money,
a good
bro.
Guy.
A lot of money.
People were stepping on his grass, ruining his grass. He was cool.
That's the house that you host at.
And by the way, Ray Sherman got robbed for the best group category last night.
No, Drake and Future.
They're not even official group. Those are rap collaborations. The only two official groups in that whole category was Ray Sherman and the Internet.
It's Ray Sherman.
Well, whatever. Ray Sherman or the Internet should have won for best group. Not Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. Not no Drake and Future or whatever other two rappers decided to come together.
But they don't even have a name. Like, Drake and Future don't even have a name.
That's what I'm saying.
Group.
How you going to be a group and you ain't got no name, bro? Like, come on, man. Stop it.
My goodness. All right. Well, we got rumors coming up, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about your guy, 50 Cent. He got arrested. We'll tell you what happened. Also, we do have some BET Awards highlights throughout the night. And by the way, didn't y'all think that Janelle Monáe killed the Prince tribute? She did a great job.
Janelle Monáe needs her own doll.
And what I love about Janelle Monáe is that I know Prince was a huge fan of her. She did the Prince tribute when I was actually at the BET Awards before, when they were honoring him. So it only made sense, and she really did a great job.
All right. Well, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, 50 Cent got arrested in St. Kitts, and that is for using the MF word.
Apparently, they still arrest people over curse words?
Absolutely.
They said DMX got arrested for that, too, back in 2003 as
well. A couple years ago, yeah.
Now, they said the DJ didn't have a clean version of his set, and 50 went ahead and, you know, said the word. It's a minor offense. They tried to keep him there until today, where he would have to go to court, but they said he was only booked to host, not perform. And according to 50 Cent's rep, they said the concert was great, and in the future, he will leave that word in the United States, but he did pay his fine and already got out of there.
Mm-hmm. Why promoters don't get arrested for booking artists that curse?
I mean,
well,
I guess,
sure they tell you beforehand.
You know, do the clean version of your song.
Right, but he wasn't supposed to perform. I guess he was just supposed to host, and they put the song on. He just started performing.
He just wasn't prepared.
Right.
So what if the DJ plays the dirty version when they're supposed to play the clean version?
I guess he just can't say the words.
DJ should have got a fine, too.
Because I would think that a lot of that is just...
Switching up here?
No, I'm just saying. If he plays a record, you know.
A lot of it is just habit. If you're used to performing the same songs over and over, you know what I mean? It's hard to edit yourself.
Absolutely.
And then nowhere else would you really get in trouble and get arrested for that so much. But I guess if they warn you, you should be more cognizant of it. I don't know.
Right.
All right, well, let's talk about the BET Awards last night. Now, Beyonce and Kendrick opened up the show. Well, Beyonce opened it up and Kendrick joined her for the song Freedom. Check it out. Hey, I'ma keep running cause I win.
Beyonce always sneaking up on people saying boo. All the time. Nobody knew she was performing last night.
I thought we did know,
and I thought we all knew Kendrick was performing.
I had no idea.
I did, because when she came in, I knew she was performing, and I knew Kendrick was... I thought it was just known that she...
I had no idea. He definitely didn't promote
that. I was like, oh, good, Kendrick's about to come out. They're about to do their song together. All right, well, let's talk about some of the winners from last night also. I'll just give you some of them. Nicki Minaj won for Best Female Hip-Hop Artist.
They might as well just call that the Nicki Minaj Award from now on. You know the last person to win that award before Nicki was Remy Ma, and that was 8 years ago?
Really?
Yes.
Sheesh.
Well, she's been on a winning streak with that. Also, Beyonce won for Video of the Year with Formation.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna and Drake won for Best Collaboration with Work. Drake and Future, Best Group. Bryson Tiller did pretty good last night.
Drake and Future, not even a group, by the way. You don't even got a name, bro.
Bryson Tiller won for Best New Artist and Best Male R&B Pop Artist. That was a tough category, too. I didn't know who was going to win.
And we finally saw his face last night.
Did you see his face?
When he performed, he showed his face for a little while.
He took his hat off?
No.
Uh-oh.
All right, and best movie was Straight Outta Compton, just so you guys know. And Sportsman of the Year was Steph Curry.
Yep, Steph Curry.
And we also saw Jesse Williams give his speech for a BET Humanitarian Award. So.
How you give Steph Curry Sportsman of the Year? Even though I like Steph Curry, but LeBron James won a championship for
Third
World
Country.
That
was a little weird.
Yeah, that was a little odd.
Michael B. Jordan won for Best Actor, and Taraji won for Best Actress. Beyonce, Best Female R&B Pop Artist.
Michael B. Jordan didn't show up. It wasn't enough white women there for him. The award show didn't look like Kyrie Irving's boat ride, so he said, F that, I'm not coming.
Now, for all you fans of Shaq, his family is going to be in a brand new reality show. He actually didn't want them to do this at first, but now he has given his blessing for this VH1 show. It's going to feature his four kids that he has with his ex-wife, Shawnee, along with her child that she has from a relationship before Shaq, and it's going to focus on the kids trying to get into their own different careers. One of the kids wants to be a comedian. One of them is interested in music. One of them is a top high school basketball player.
Yeah,
Sharif O'Neal gets busy.
He's
being recruited by some of the best colleges, so they said that whole recruiting process will be featured on the show as well.
Shaq better than me, because if I made over $400 million in my life, I ain't do all that for y'all to get on reality TV, bro.
But it's a positive show.
It's focused on the kids and positive things and what they're doing in their life. Look at it like a docuseries.
Call
it that. Call it a docuseries.
It's not going to be no fighting or nothing.
Because there's no reason that you should want to be on reality TV when your daddy is worth $400 million.
Yeah, well, kids want to do it, and it's good exposure for them.
Right, I think it's important to show positive things, so
absolutely,
they're going to be doing that.
There's going to be no fighting. Really. Don't worry about that. No
All right,
hip-hop
well, that
stuff.
Is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got Front Page News. We'll be talking to Front Page News, Yee.
Oh, we are going to talk about this big clash that happened in Sacramento between a white supremacist group and some protesters.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. And here's Bryson Tiller, the man that I don't think we've ever seen his forehead.
You still don't really know his face.
Nope.
He can still get away with a few crimes.
But congratulations to him. He's engaged now.
All right.
To his longtime girlfriend.
Does she know who she's engaged to?
Nope. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That's Riri, Drake, Work. They picked up what award, Yee? Best collaboration? at the BET Awards last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, congratulations to them. Now, let's get in some front page news. Now, there was a white supremacy rally. What happened?
Yeah, this went down in Sacramento. There was a rally, and what happened was it's called the Traditionalist Working Party. They got a permit, and they were rallying at the Capitol. They said 30 people were demonstrating, and their whole thing is that they believe that European-American identity is under constant attack.
Yeah, they saw Jesse Williams' speech at the BET Awards, and they said, oh, hell no.
So they actually went ahead and organized along with the Golden State Skinheads to have this rally on Sunday. Yeah, that's the other group.
That's a dumbass name.
That sounds crazy.
By the way, okay, the Golden State Skinheads.
That sounds crazy.
They're under attack, and basically what they're trying to do is indoctrinate high school and college students into white nationalism. So they don't want to destroy European-American families.
Basically, they're trying to plant seeds of racism in the kids early. That's what they basically trying to do.
And basically, when they showed up with their 30 little people, there were about 400 people there waiting to protest against them. So there were some issues. At least 10 people were injured. Some of them had critical stab wounds. They're saying that about 9 men and one woman were taken to the hospital. But that's what happens. I mean, if you want to promote hate and people find out that you're going to be rallying at the Capitol, some counter-protesters may come and protest your little
Listen,
protest.
They was fed up between watching Birth of the Nation trailer this weekend, Jesse Williams' speech, and seeing all them white women Kyrie Irving had on his boat. Them white supremacists have had enough.
We're going to talk about Kyrie in a little bit.
My main thing is I feel like let's see who these people were that are part of these white supremacist groups. I feel like they... at their places of work or whatever, I wouldn't want to work amongst them. If I was an employer, I would say, you know what? We can't tolerate this type of behavior.
I wouldn't want you to work for me. Hell no.
Right.
Now let's talk about these West Virginia floods.
All right. Well, West Virginia had a horrible situation over the weekend. Now, starting on Thursday, there was some very heavy rainfall. And because of that, there was some serious flooding that killed at least 25 people. Some people are still unaccounted for. So President Obama has declared a major disaster in 3 counties so people can start getting federal aid for housing, food, and for rebuilding. They're saying they are expecting some more rain today. So who knows what is going to end up happening. But more than 12,000 homes and businesses had no electricity. Hopefully they get restored by the end of the day today. And more than 500 homes were damaged or destroyed by flooding.
All that water you saw in the BET stage last night came from West Virginia, by the way.
Stop it.
The water that Beyonce walked on last night came from West Virginia.
Well, terrible damages for those people. So, again, we'll keep you guys updated on what's going on in West Virginia.
And let's not act like Beyonce's not God's only begotten daughter, because she walked on water last night and danced on it.
And so did Kendrick did.
No, Kendrick was sinking. I don't know if y'all noticed.
Kendrick wasn't sinking.
The only reason he was able to levitate was because of Beyonce's will.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's talk about Kyrie's boat party.
Yeah, he had a little boat ride, and people were very upset on Twitter and all over the internet.
Why?
Some people were upset.
What were they mad about?
Because there was a majority of white girls there.
He's an NBA player. I don't know if y'all know, but back in my day, the stereotype of NBA players was they loved him a white woman.
Well, that is the question.
800-585-1051.
Black Twitter was pissed off. We're talking Kyrie's boat
party.
Why
y'all pissed off? Why black women so pissed off? Y'all want to go hoe on the boat? Listen, all them girls on that boat were probably hoes. They was there.
Don't make that assumption.
Why y'all want to be hoes on the boat?
We don't know if they're hoes.
Like,
they could have just been having a party, a good time. And that's the question.
They just want to know why weren't any black women invited.
It was two there.
Well, one and a half.
And we don't know what was going on the lower level.
Right.
We ain't see the lower level. We saw one little part of that boat.
Why the black girls got to be in the lower level then, now?
They probably was down there cooling out. It's probably hot. Probably shade down there.
585-105 would ask
him. I left my SPF 50 at home. I don't feel like being in the sun.
We're talking Kyrie's white girl boat party. Is it a big deal?
They called it the all Becky boat party.
Or was it blown out of proportion? 800-585-1051. Kyrie's boat party.
I want to be on that boat hoeing so bad with them white girls.
Was it a big deal? Or are you upset that there weren't more black women there? Or is it just blown out of proportion? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Missy Elliott. Get your freak on. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Kyrie Irving's white girl, quote-unquote white girl, boat party.
Becky boat ride. I love it, baby.
Kyrie Irving from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He had a boat party over the weekend, and people are pissed off. Black Twitter is mad, saying, where are the black girls?
Right, he was in the Bahamas, and he did respond to people's criticism.
Which I would have never done if I was
him,
by the way.
He posted a picture of a whole crew of people. It was about, and there were two women in that picture, and he put all different shades, and he put the hashtag, try a different story.
Now, Kyrie Irving would have got booed at the BET Awards last night. There'd have been so many side eyes at Kyrie Irving. What you doing here?
Now, how do you feel about that? You're half blackie.
What? I mean, I think this is what I think. It was just a clip from what was on that. Who was on that boat ride? I don't care who Kyrie Irving hangs out with personally.
Right.
You know, but I get it. Women are upset. They feel like, okay, this is Kyrie Irving. We want to see some.
But it's his boat.
Some
he can
colors,
put on the boat who he wants to put on the boat. If he, you know, if
I
he,
personally didn't care.
If he has friends that are white, he put his white friends on the boat.
And
if
it was only a little snippet. We don't know who else is on the boat. We don't know if it was everybody. We don't know who invited these people.
I hate when
we don't
people
know
think
if
like
he
that.
Didn't know. And he was like, yo, we're having a boat ride. Tell everybody to come. And it just happened to be a lot of white women that showed up.
It's his boat. He can have who he wants on his boat. We don't know who else was on that boat. That's how I feel anyway.
First of all, only thing happening on that boat was pure debauchery. I can't prove this, but it's a great chance. It's a great chance them girls on that boat wasn't nothing but party favors. I just won the NBA championship. We partying. Them girls wasn't there for conversation. They was there to hoe. So you upset you didn't get invited to hoe
well,
on the boat?
The problem is that he said that the invite said no black women allowed.
Who's
no,
the, where that come from?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
okay,
kidding.
That's my other thing. That's my other thing.
Wait, I'm
that,
kidding.
That no black woman invite, that was something social media made up.
Absolutely.
That was something social media made up, and y'all idiots ran with it. Number two, it was black women on the boat.
I seen two black girls in the video.
And we don't know how big the boat was. It might have been more black women on the lower level. Might have been more black women on the upper level. We don't know. All I know is, why do you care that you weren't invited to be a hoe on the boat?
Because you didn't get invited, Charlotte.
Well, ho on the boat. Gently rub my peen.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what do you think about Kyrie's all-white girl boat party?
Watch Ashley go.
First, I want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning. Charlamagne, you are my favorite.
Thank you, Ashley. I love black
women.
Listen,
so good. I'm glad you do. Thank you.
Liar.
So, at first, I heard that he sent out the invite, white women only.
The internet made that up, baby. That's not true.
Okay. See, so I said I heard. But then I started thinking deeper into it. You know, first of all, maybe he just might like white girls. But then I started thinking about our women. Like, why are we mad and upset that he didn't invite our women on this boat to degrade us and hoe us out? But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, he just might like white bitches, and we just need to be happy that he don't want to.
They ain't got to be bitches, though.
Okay.
Did you hear what she said? She's
they need to be happy that he didn't bring us on this boat to hoe us around, and
degrade.
He might hold us at a higher value.
There you go. That's it.
That sounds like a good story. I don't know about all of that.
It's the truth, though. Why y'all rushing to get hoed out on the boat?
Let's be honest, right? Kyrie Irving's from Jersey. He went to Duke. I don't know how many black people are in Duke. Probably his friends are probably predominantly white.
Man, listen. He went and got him some nice loose Beckys because he know that the Beckys going to get down for the crown, okay?
Hello, who's this?
This Ballhead from Brooklyn.
Ballhead.
Hey, Ballhead.
We're talking about Kyrie's white girl.
You better not have cornrows.
I hear you, Charlamagne. That boy.
He's talking about down below.
Nah, we don't do that.
You not bald down there?
Nah, I don't do that.
Leave him alone, ye.
So we ain't talking about me. We talking about Kyrie Irving.
Go ahead, bro.
Nah, I don't think people should be tripping because if you see a black man with a white woman, why get mad? Because if a black woman is with a white man, we don't be tripping. We don't care about that. So why could any black woman be mad if he have all these white women on a boat? And we don't even know if it was black women on a boat. It's just what they show.
And it was two black women on the boat. And you know what? You old school. You old school, my brother. NBA players like white women. That has always been the stereotype. You know what else it is about NBA players?
What?
They're tall.
Nice 732 said on Twitter, Drake invited black girls and they fought.
So did Trey Songz. Remember Trey Songz had a pool party too? Yeah.
He got a point.
800-585-1051.
Small little point there.
We're talking Kyrie's boat party. Big deal that he only had predominantly white women there.
How do we know it was predominantly?
Or was it blown
we
out?
We saw four white girls, two black girls. It might have been two other black girls.
Yeah,
on
they
the
might
level.
Have
two black girls down there.
Maybe the footage was only from the whites only section.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe the boat was segregated. I'm serious. Maybe the boat was segregated. We don't know.
What do you think about it? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Nikki. That was Jeremiah with We. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Kyrie's boat party over the weekend. He had a lot of white girls on there. Black Twitter got upset, and they were like, where's the black women? I don't see no black girls. And they were very upset about this. So we're asking, big deal, or is it blown out of proportion?
Well, first of all, social media got to stop fooling itself. And the reason I say that is there was no invite that said black girls or white girls only on this boat.
It sounded good.
Y'all made that up.
Right.
Y'all made that up and then got mad at yourself. And if you watch the video, it's two black girls on the boat.
Well, we see one. We just see the hair of another one. We just assuming that she's black.
It wasn't good hair. That's how I know she was black.
Yeah, and Kyrie did just have a baby with a white woman, but then he was dating Kalani. She's black, right?
No,
I don't know what Kalani is. Kalani's other.
Kalani.
She's other.
She's not mixed.
She might be mixed.
She's other.
She's mixed. I think she's mixed. Hello, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Kristen, we're talking about Kyrie's boat party. He had a lot of white girls there. What did you think about it?
I personally don't understand why black women get so mad at, you know, black men that prefer white women. If that's your preference, then have it. Go at it. For every black man that prefers a white woman, there's a man, not just black, white, Puerto Rican, Indian, whatever, that will love a black woman. I think that we need to focus more on men that celebrate us and give them more attention rather than give these men attention that would prefer a white woman.
Like a Jesse Williams, you know what I'm saying, at the BET Awards.
Man, Jesse Williams' mama white. His daddy didn't even want a black woman.
His wife is black.
What y'all talking about?
His wife is black.
Y'all don't be thinking, okay?
And you know what one of my friends said to me? He said, the problem is this. Women are mad because it's Kyrie Irving, but y'all wouldn't care if it was some dude that we didn't care about or nobody wanted.
They would be mad. Hello, who's this?
Melody.
Hey, Melody. Good morning.
Check out my Melody.
Hey, good morning.
Kyrie's boat party. Predominantly white women were thinking.
Did it bother you?
No, personally, I'm black. I'm African-American. It didn't bother me. I think that sometimes social media likes to blow things out of proportion. Had there been a boat full of black chicks or African-American chicks, nobody would have said nothing. It wouldn't even been a topic of discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mama. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hello, who's this?
I ain't called y'all in a while. Things been going pretty good with old Trump out here. We gonna take back our country.
Oh,
now listen, I never thought I would see the day when black people are begging to be on the boat.
Do
y'all not remember the last time we put y'all on a boat? Man, if it was this easy back in the day, we would have never had to beat y'all. And listen, it warms my heart to see everybody upset about this Kyrie Irving situation, because I'm upset about it too. Y'all concerned Kyrie didn't have any black women on the boat, and I'm concerned for all those beautiful white women in danger because they're on the boat.
Okay.
Wow. Man, that guy just goes too far every time.
Disgusting. See,
listen,
that's the mindset.
The moral of the story is, for everybody, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. I'm sure it was some boat rides y'all could have went to this weekend at the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Full of black people. All right?
Well, you know, in Boston, we're actually having a boat ride in about 2 weeks, and all black women are
there.
Right.
You go.
Black women, white women.
No, I don't believe that in
women.
Boston. Your boat ride going to look just like Kyrie Irving boat ride in Boston.
I can't wait.
My goodness. Well, we got rumors coming up here.
Man, can you imagine if Envy get pictured on a boat with a bunch of white women?
I hope. Listen, somebody take that picture.
Man, I'm going to Photoshop a Michael Jordan crying face meme on his head.
Well, over the weekend, the Kanye famous video came out, and we'll give you some reactions and see what you think about that. Also, guess who got married in a secret ceremony over the weekend? Everybody was surprised, even the DJ.
All right, we'll get into all that. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kanye put out the video for the song Famous. Now, we told you about him premiering it at the Forum in Inglewood in Cali. And when he did that, it's like a sex tape. You can see people laying naked in the bed, 12 people. And it definitely created a lot of buzz and a lot of talk. Now, some of the people featured are George W. Bush, Anna Wintour, Donald Trump, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Taylor Swift, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Ray J, Amber Rose, Caitlyn Jenner, and Bill Cosby.
I definitely haven't seen this video. The reason I didn't watch the video is because I saw a screenshot of everybody naked in the bed. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, there's absolutely no reason for me to watch this video.
Now, an aide for former President Bush says that's not him. Also, no kidding. According to a rep for Cosby, they said at this time, no comment will be made regarding Kanye's video Famous. A rep for Anna Wintour had no comment, and neither did one for Caitlyn Jenner. So I think Chris Brown commented on Instagram, and he said that Kanye is crazy, but he is a genius, and why did he have to have his plumber butt crack showing?
Only thing I did was enlarge. Like, I made the picture bigger so I could look at Rihanna's breasts, looked at Kim's ass.
Oh, so you did?
Looked at Taylor's breasts, and that's it.
Right. Well, moving on, Kanye West did say that the whole point of the video is comment on Fame. Now, according to Vanity Fair, they said the video leaves you guessing as to which of the celebrities are playing themselves and which are presumably only there by the grace of some advanced prosthetic wizard. Will the real Taylor Swift please stand up?
Was Ray J really in the video?
No.
Of course not. Princess Love commented, though.
I don't know. I just saw what people were saying. I didn't watch the video. I thought they said Ray J was in it.
All right, now, here's a rumor. Chris Brown, they're saying, allegedly cornered a female tour manager and started threatening her. According to sources, they said that Nancy Gosch, who was on tour with him during his European tour, and she's also worked with J-Lo, Kanye, and Justin Bieber, she says that Chris Brown cursed her out over her employment terms and that she felt threatened and she refused to stay on the bus after that argument because she was fearing for her safety. Now, they said a production manager on the tour also complained through his lawyer. They said that Chris Brown has been verbally abusive and threatening.
You could curse. You could sue somebody for getting cursed at?
I don't know exactly what happened, but she said she felt unsafe, that he was irrational and on drugs. This is according to TMZ. And
you could just
sue
somebody for anything, huh?
I mean, I don't know exactly what happened. I can't say. But according to his ex-manager, remember Mike G, he's suing him for allegedly beating him up.
Well, that's, they said that's an alleged assault.
No, these are alleged, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what's happening. He hasn't commented on any of these allegations yet.
Well, she probably felt threatened. It wasn't just the cursing out.
Right. It's not like he just said, F you. Apparently, she felt threatened enough that she couldn't get back on the bus, according to her. And she said he was on drugs. So we don't know exactly
what happened.
Why would
you want to get back on the bus
but
with
Chris
somebody that's on drugs?
Chris Brown
is
not one to hold his tongue, so... I'm sure he's going to respond to this. All right, Jill Scott, congratulations to her. She got married. It was a secret ceremony. Now, DJ Mars posted that he had no idea that he was actually DJing Jill Scott's wedding or that his boy was marrying her. So he didn't even know who his boy was dating when his boy told him to hold the date because he needed him to DJ his wedding. This is Jill Scott's second marriage. And Big Daddy Kane also came and performed.
Oh, drop one of Clues Bombs for Mike Dobson, damn it. That's a great guy. Lucky, lucky man.
Right, so
you got that nice tasty cake,
to DJ
Jill Scott
Mars,
on your own.
He said, so my man called me a year ago and said, Mars, I need you to DJ my wedding. Don't get booked on June 25th, 2016. He came to my house and gave me the deposit early, but he didn't say he was marrying Jill Scott. Damn, homie.
Jill Scott is a beautiful woman to marry. She got that nice motherly feel. She got those kind of breasts that it feel like she'll take you and like burp you, breastfeed you.
You want
to
be a
hold
baby?
Hold you close to her bosom.
You want to be a baby or a husband? Which one?
She has a bosom.
Congratulations to them. Now, Gucci Mane, in the meantime, has put out a song. Well, it's not out yet, but he debuted it on his Instagram, and it's called Gucci Clone. Check it out. Now, I don't know if this is him or the clone.
That sounds like the clone. It doesn't sound like Gucci Mane.
Yeah, I think that might be the clone that put that song out. He wants to get his props. And for everybody that was watching the BET Awards last night, I think one of the highlights was Jesse Williams' speech. Now, here is Jesse Williams, who got the Humanitarian Award.
It's Harry Belafonte's clone.
All right, check it out.
Jesse Williams.
The burden of the brutalized is not to comfort the bystander. That's not our job. All right, stop with all that. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down. Done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.
Man, I know the white people in that room last night were felt so awkward and uncomfortable.
And watching on TV as well. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Jesse Williams. He actually was up here the other day. We met him when Minister Farrakhan was here.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was up here with Farrakhan. Angie Martinez.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Jesse Williams, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Well, donkey of the day for after the hour is going to a group of people I like to call Timbuktu Twitter. The fake woke gang who was distracting people away from Jesse Williams' speech last night by attacking Justin Timberlake. We'll talk about it for after the hour.
All right, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Wow, wow, wow. Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 27th. Of course, to all you people who got mad at Justin Timberlake last night on social media, this is absolutely one of the biggest reaches I've seen on social media in a long, long time, okay? If you missed it, Timbuktu Twitter, the fake woke gang slandered Justin Timberlake relentlessly last night. If you missed it, Jesse Williams won a humanitarian award last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Very deserving, and he gave an amazing speech about racism and the injustices that African Americans face in this country. Let's hear some of it.
The burden of the brutalized is not to comfort the bystander. That's not our job. All right, stop with all that. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down. Done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.
Ugh, drop one of Clues bombs for Jesse Williams. That was a bar at the end.
That was a hard act to follow.
Just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real. Now, Justin Timberlake simply tweeted out, Jesse Williams, though, hashtag inspired, hashtag BET 2016. What's the problem with that? I don't know how many times I have to tell y'all, we need white people to stand up and speak out about the racial injustices that are happening in this country. So if Jesse Williams said something that touched Justin Timberlake's heart and Justin was inspired by his speech, we should welcome that.
Ooh, they went off.
But no, not Timbuktu Twitter. Mm-mm-mm. A young man named Mr. Ernest Owens tweeted Justin Timberlake and said, so does this mean you're going to stop appropriating our music and culture and apologize to Janet too? Justin Timberlake Ooh. Replied, oh, you sweet soul. The more you realize that we are the same, the more we can have a conversation. Then Ernest Owens replied, how a major white pop star speaks on social issues after being inspired by Jesse Williams. We are all the same. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I tell y'all this all the time. But isn't this the whole point of equality? Isn't that the underlying message that we are all human at the end of the day and skin color shouldn't play a part of how I'm treated in this country? So shouldn't we want Justin Timberlake, a white man with influence, to say that so he can influence his people to think like him? Angela Yee, you read a story this morning about a group of white supremacists in mm-hmm. Sacramento called, what, the Traditionalist Working Party?
Right.
And they teamed up with another group called the Golden State Skinheads to have a white supremacist rally. And the point mm-hmm. of the group is they want to recruit the youth. They purposely target high schools and such to join the party so they can plant seeds of racism and white supremacy in the kids. So if you have an influential white man like Justin Timberlake screaming equality and that the world needs to see we are all the same, why are you mad at that?
Mm-mm.
We live in a time when guys like Donald Trump are out here saying we need to build walls, but you got Justin Timberlake out here wanting to build bridges by saying we all the same and y'all mad? Y'all distracting people away from the beauty of Jesse Williams' speech with this nonsense when the essence of Jesse's speech is about equality. We all hope to live in a country one day where every human being, regardless of race, gender, sexuality, religion, class, is viewed the same. And all Justin Timberlake was saying was, we won't get anywhere until we realize this. What's the problem? Mm. Please give Timbuktu and fake woke gang Twitter the biggest hee-haw, please. Maybe I'm missing something.
I don't know.
I drink heavily. Am I missing something?
I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. I kind of thought Justin Timberlake shouldn't have responded because then we never would have even seen all that.
You can't feed the trolls.
That's just how he felt.
Okay, and it's not even the fact that he's trolling. I just don't understand what was the point of him being upset with Justin Timberlake saying he was inspired.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. Thank you for that donkey today,
sir.
Isn't
that the point of a great speech? What do you think the I Have a Dream speech did when Martin Luther King spoke it? It inspired people. It just didn't inspire black people. It inspired people. Ain't that the point of a great speech?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about what Justin Timberlake said. Did those words bother you? Do you think those shots should have been fired at him? 800-585-1051.
You know what it was?
What?
The BET Awards was so good last night. It wasn't a lot to slander about the BET Awards last
night. They had to find
something. They needed to use the Michael Jordan crying face memes.
Did what Justin Timberlake put on Twitter, did that bother you? Did you take that the wrong way? Do you think those shots fired at him was deserved? Call us right now. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. Because what did he say? Inspired?
Inspired. And then he said we are all the same.
Just going to eat on the mic.
That's what I am.
I'm just going to eat like that.
I need a protein bar. I need energy.
All right. 800-
These Timbuktu niggas drain me.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was 50 Cent in the Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Justin Timberlake, he put something on Twitter that made people piss the F off.
Well, he was responding to the beautiful speech Jesse Williams gave last night at the BET Awards when he accepted his humanitarian award. And he basically put that Jesse Williams speech, though, hashtag inspired. And then somebody tweeted him and said, does this mean you're going to stop appropriating our music and culture and apologize to Janet, too?
Harsh.
And Justin just replied, oh, you sweet soul, the more you realize that we are the same, the more we can have a conversation. And then Timbuktu Twitter fake woke gang went off on Justin Timberlake, which makes no sense.
I don't
when
understand.
The point of Jesse Williams' speech was about equality.
Equality,
and
correct.
He wants to live in a country, the same country Martin Luther King Jr. wanted to live in, where people are judged on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. So Jesse Williams was basically saying we all should be treated the same, and Justin Timberlake was saying we are all the same, and we should be treated as such.
Correct.
So what's the problem?
Now, what's, I didn't have a problem with what he said. You know?
I just get confused.
You don't know when to be mad.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then,
like,
and then they make then you feel like you're supposed
to
be mad.
I feel bad because I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Now, you should have been mad. I mean, he said we should all be equal. That's what he said. He didn't say anything else, anything wrong, and he said with the speech he was inspired. I was inspired.
That's what he said. The more you realize that we are the same, the more we can have a conversation. I took that as society does not realize that all human beings are the same. That's why we have inequality.
Does he owe Janet Jackson an apology?
Absolutely not, because they rehearsed that.
Well, let's go to the phone
lines. She was in on it.
Hello. And you know Justin Timberlake was on Kyrie's bow party.
Shut up. No, he wasn't. Hello, who's this?
Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. We're talking Justin Timberlake this morning. What did you think about his tweets?
Well, it didn't bother me at all. However, what does bother me is social media. When we do have other races that are trying to identify with us, inspired by us, and connect and relate with us, we bash them. And it's like, it's a struggle. Either we want them to understand us or we don't.
I agree with you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
It's Corey from Boston. How y'all doing?
Hey, Corey. We're talking Justin Timberlake's tweets. You know, he put that after hearing Jesse speak, he was inspired, and people didn't like that too much.
Well, I got a two-part comment on that. First, I mean, everyone has black and white friends, but you can't pick and choose when they're going to be your black or your white friend. And second, listen to the words from that gentleman that put an inspiring speech out there. It was to motivate and lift,
Jesse
not
Williams.
To divide and conquer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
That's all I have to say on that, gentleman.
Thank
and
you,
young
brother.
Lady.
All right, 800-585-1051. We're talking Justin Timberlake's tweets. He put out a tweet after seeing Jesse Williams' speech. He said inspired, and people started getting at him.
And then he said somebody, and I don't want to say just somebody. Mr. Ernest Owens is a award-winning writer. I think he writes for the Huffington Post, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, he just tweeted out, Ernest Owens tweeted him, so are you going to stop appropriating our music and culture and apologize to Janet, too? And Justin Timberlake said, the more you realize that we're the same, the more we can have a conversation. I don't have a problem with it. We need white people who see these injustices going on to stand up and speak out against them and encourage their other white friends to look at us the same, too.
Well, 800-585-1051. What's your opinion on what Justin Timberlake tweeted? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Meek Mill, All Eyes on You. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to... He said Timbuktu Twitter.
Yeah, Timbuktu Twitter, fake woke Twitter. You know, they slandered Justin Timberlake relentlessly last night. During Jesse Williams' speech, Justin Timberlake tweeted out that he was inspired by his speech. And then Mr. Ernest Owens, a renowned writer, he writes for the Huffington Post, I believe. He's an award-winning journalist, basically.
Right.
And he tweeted Justin Timberlake and said, so does this mean you're going to stop appropriating our music and culture and apologize to Janet? And Justin Timberlake replied, the more you realize that we are the same, the more we can have a conversation.
Oh, man.
I don't see the problem.
Okay.
You know, you have a white guy who's seeing the injustices that are out there, and he's standing up and telling people, look, we are all the same. This is wrong. We all should be treated equally. Why are you mad at that?
I agree. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is TT.
Hey, TT.
Hey, TT.
What did you think about what Justin Timberlake tweeted?
I think that what he said was, good, because who else is the speech meant for besides white people? I mean, we already know that we're equal. We know that we're great.
There
who
you
else
go.
Do we need to hear that?
There
okay,
we go.
Okay, good point.
Thank you, Mama.
No problem.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Gatsby in Atlanta.
What's up, bro? We're talking Justin Timberlake's tweets. What did you think about it, man?
Man, I think it's a sad day in the world for black people. When you finally get a white person that has privilege, that has all these different type of things, exposure, that actually understands where we're coming from, and that's the person you attack, I think it's kind of crazy, man.
I don't get it.
I think it sets us back kind of crazy. And then I look at it, too, and I'm like, I thought that's what we're fighting for. But I noticed that no one really goes at the ignorant people, you know, the black youngsters of the world. Yeah, I'm going to call them out who throw money and do crazy don't speak about nothing positive at all. But then you got people like Justin Timberlake just saying, yo, you know what? I do get what you're talking about. Not saying that, you know, he's down there in the trenches going through what we're going through, but he's just saying he gets it.
Right.
So those type of black people, because they are black people, because some no other culture attacks their own culture when they're going through something. It's only black people.
Hopefully a lot of people were inspired by Jesse Williams' speech last night.
I mean, it was an inspiring speech. Great speech. I'm glad my daughter and son were up watching it with me. Now, hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Johnny from Houston.
Johnny, what do you think about Justin Timberlake's tweets?
Man, I feel like he did the right thing. He ain't nothing wrong with what he said, but at the same time, I can see both sides of the party, you know, where it kind of seemed like he pandering sometimes.
And let me ask you a question. Why is doing the right thing considered pandering?
Let me tell you this, Charlamagne. I feel like you said it the word. Because you said, well, you need him to speak to his people about us and make it sound like we need a voucher. You know what I'm saying? We don't need a voucher to say who we are, to say that we are good people. You know what I'm saying? Like, Justin Timberlake makes millions of dollars off of our culture. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, what exactly does he give back to us?
But my brother, if you got white supremacist groups like the Golden State Skinheads and whatever that other group is in Sacramento, if they're recruiting young kids and trying to plant seeds of racism in their heads, you need guys like Justin Timberlake to use his influence to say, nah, that's not it. We're all the same.
Right, I agree with you 100%, but if that's the case, then what's the difference between white skinheads that don't like black people and white people that think that black people need them in order to be successful? You get what I'm saying?
No.
Justin Timberlake could very well paint that same picture.
Well, I don't know that he has ever painted that picture.
Bro. By the way, a lot of black people have gotten paid off Justin Timberlake, okay? Pharrell and Timberland made a lot of money executive producing Justin Timberlake.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is, boy. Right now, I got through again. Look, I just want y'all to know, we don't want Justin Timberlake.
Take him!
He had cornrows. He worked with Timberland, Pharrell. He's done a song with Juicy J.
He's a Negro!
He's a neck lover, okay? We don't want him.
Oh, my gosh.
Word means nothing. When he says y'all the same, he's speaking for him, because I'm nothing like you. I can't dance.
He goes too far, man.
You can't block his number, though, because everybody has the right to an opinion.
It's too far.
I just ignore him.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is the ultimate tragedy is not the oppression and cruelty by the bad people, but the silence over that cruelty and oppression by the good people. You know who said that? I'll tell you. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So when you have a white person like Justin Timberlake standing up to speak out against the cruelty and oppression and say that we are all the same, why are you upset at him? Let me repeat that one more time. The ultimate tragedy is not the oppression and cruelty by the bad people, but the silence over that cruelty and oppression by the good people.
Now, who said that?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Luther King.
Luther.
All right, there you
what
go.
What I say, Luther, that's Luther. The thing you wash
that's
with.
That's what you wash about.
Martin here. Luther King. You use that in your shower, and you got to use black soap with it.
Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Well, let's talk about Memphis. He was on Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars on WeTV, and people are really upset about the way that he was talking to his wife, Toya, on there. Does that mean that
they're still married?
I guess they're not divorced yet. They're supposed to be getting a divorce. Also, we'll talk about Keisha Cole and her eviction. What did she do when she found out she was getting evicted?
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Toya Wright and Memphis are on WeTV's Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, and things got a little crazy. Check out this scene. Now, what happened was Toya was showing Tara Reid how to twerk, and they got into a discussion, Memphis and Toya, about love and how he needs love and whether or not he cheated. And he said, I need love. If I don't get love, yes, I'm going to get that love. So that's how the argument kind of started. Now, he also said that he was learning more about Toya every day and that she wasn't making an effort to learn more about him. He didn't like her response, and here's what happened.
I have my idea of what living my life is, and nobody gets in the way of that.
So why you got married then?
I've been supporting her everything she does for the last couple years. I'm putting all my attention into her, and I'm losing who I am. Stay in your lane. Stay out of my business.
Like my answers I get.
Okay, so stop talking. You got to talking me, too. I don't stop doing nothing. I do what the
f-
I want to do. You don't tell me.
Hey,
then, he spilled a bottle of beer on the table and he told her to clean that ish up.
Hey, all she got to say is my baby daddy, Lil Wayne. And that'll end that whole conversation.
The question is, if you're Lil Wayne and you see this, does that cause an alarm? Does that make you make a phone call? Or do you just stay out of it?
I mean, that is the mother of your child.
Right.
So, gotta make a phone call.
Yeah. I mean, that is his, I guess that's his wife, but still, that's still the mother of your child.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Keisha Cole, she got evicted, and allegedly, according to the landlord, she didn't pay $19,000 in back rent on her place in Santa Monica. He already sued for that, but now he has a new lawsuit because he said when she found out that she was getting evicted, she put holes in the walls and ceiling, scratched the floor, and destroyed the door frame. So he wants $150,000 in damages.
Damn, so all them chicken dinners she's selling outside of award shows ain't racking up no money?
Ooh, you can't get mad and destroy things, though, because you end up having to pay for it.
Every time it's an award show, they say Keisha Cole is outside selling something.
She was not outside. So what are you talking about?
That's not real?
No.
No, that's not real.
I didn't know. Last night they said she was selling T-shirts. I didn't know.
I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
That is people trying to be funny on social media.
Well, I need to stop listening to social media.
All right, Kevin Hart, he is not taking any chances now. He, you know, we told you his house got broken into. $500,000 worth of things were stolen. He's already getting his stolen watches and everything replaced. But he said they took so much stupid stuff. They took a pair of my jeans. Ain't nobody gonna fit those jeans.
Hell no.
He's a smaller size. And he also has been putting in some new technology just to make sure in the future something like this can't possibly happen. Now I'm looking at Kevin McCall's tweets on Twitter.
Who's Kevin McCall?
Kevin McCall is the one that's been beefing with Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he added Carucci. He said, you know them N-words who just tried to kill me, huh? Don't know what it's about, but it's going to get handled. We don't do those. On behalf of Carucci, you N-words who were scared of a head up and tried to sneak me and pop me, let's run it back fairly. That wasn't G. I was super low-key, never pull out and not use it. My homie's turn now. God bless self-defense. And then he said, wouldn't be tweeting if I got touched. Why pull a gun, though? I'm just saying I don't pick a fight with singers, Lil Gay, or something like that. But
so
I don't know what's
going
on.
You got caught in a moment. They caught you slipping, and you tweeting about it after the fact, what you going to do.
Or they almost caught him slipping, he said.
They almost caught him slipping.
He said they pulled a gun on him, basically. I don't know why he's adding Carucci, though. Like, I don't know
what
he has
to do with
anything.
I don't care.
I'm going
to be honest with you. I refuse to care about this. My day, it's a beautiful day. It's 80 degrees. The day the sun is out, the sun is shining. My birthday's in 2 days. I do not want to hear about this Negro nonsense.
All right. Amber Rose, the trailer for her new show is out. And if y'all want to get a little sneak peek, check it out.
If a girl wants to have a one-night stand, she should. Girls should do whatever the f*** they want. And take it from me. I'm certified sex positive. I have multiple degrees in multiple positions. I'm a licensed selfie taker. I have a black belt in motherhood. I'm the mother effing CEO of No Shame. And I'm the SVP of Women Supporting Women. And I'm gonna tell you a little secret. Women like to have sex too.
All right, well, that show is scheduled to premiere on July 8th on VH1. So... What, Charlamagne? Why you have the blank stare on your face? Why are you staring like that?
I don't even care anymore. I don't care. Like, if y'all want to hoe, go hoe. All right? Whatever. Be a savage.
You
want to
have a one-night stand? Go ahead. You want me one-night stand?
No! And you don't have to tell us women have sex, too. We know this. That's how we're all here, because men and women are having sex. Okay? Your mothers, your grandmothers, your sisters, your daughters, your aunts. Yes, women have sex. We know this.
All right. Well, that show starts July 8th, like I said. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
Yeah, I was hoping that Amber Rose was going to have a show that was just more than about that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like the whole show is going to be about sex. Like, she's going to be like the new Dr. Ruth or something. Remember her?
We remember Dr. Ruth, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Ruth still alive?
No. Well...
You said no?
She had to be dumb old because she was dumb old back in the
Somebody
day.
Somebody Google and see if Dr. Ruth still alive.
There's no way. Let me check.
Dr. Ruth might be dead.
She was dumb old when we was
kids.
What
if Dr. Ruth died from an STD?
She's 88 years old.
She's still alive?
She's still alive.
She's 88.
Wow. Who knew? You couldn't tell me Dr. Ruth wasn't dead.
I thought she was about...
She's 88.
70 when we was kids.
Man, I pray I get to the age where people don't know if I'm dead or not.
I met a woman one time who's a sexologist. She was like 70 years old and her boyfriend was 28.
Okay, she gonna die.
I met them together.
She's 4'7". Remember, she was a little tiny lady.
Hey, listen, if you're 80 years old and you got a 20-something-year-old boyfriend, you're gonna die. Because of the penis.
But we all know she got a 20-year-old.
No, Angela said she just knows somebody that's 70 years old having sex with a 20-something, yo. Imagine being 70 years old and having sex with designer.
All that energy.
Designer will kill a 70-year-old.
Oh my goodness, all right.
Nobody got time for all that, man.
All right. Well, that was the rumors. Now, in the People's Choice Mix, we're going to premiere Snoop Dogg's new record. It's featuring Jeremiah, so keep it locked. And also, if you haven't heard DJ Khaled's record... We're going to get that on right now. All right, shout out to our people at Revolt. Our family will see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, we're going to start the mix off with Khaled's new record. It's featuring Jay-Z and Future. And then after that, we're going to premiere Snoop's new record. It's featuring Jeremiah. Keep it locked. Tell me what y'all think. It's The Breakfast Club. Get your ass up.